04 NUE, mobile.
HKX, mobile. What are you doing, Chad?
By the house. Just about to get on Highway 11 here just a little bit. And figured I'd jump up and see what's going on. You still moving around?
Always, man. Can't quit moving. Got to keep these wheels turning.
Yep. Yeah. I know what you mean there. But about three quarters of the way through your day?
No, right about halfway. I'm running just a touch behind today. Not much, though.
Well, met my son at Lowe's, and, you know, I went ahead and told him I'd get him a cordless drill, so we got a little, we got a DeWalt for him, you know. So we get up to the cash register. Well, get ready to get up to the cash register. I says, we need to talk about a payment plan. And he says, well, what do you mean? I says, you buy the drill motor, or you go ahead and, you know, give me a grandchild. I said, the sooner you give me a grandchild, the cheaper that drill motor gets.
That was a good one, but what do you think about it?
It's going to be at least 2 or 3 years. And I said, 2 or 3 years? I said, no, we can't do that. I said, you got to speed things up a little bit. And he says, well, you give me another screwdriver, and we might can talk about it. And I said, nope. No. You just, you do what you got to do. So I'm hoping they make a mistake and I give me a grandchild sooner than 3 years.
Send it home is all you're wanting.
Just, I mean, I gotta admit, I got some ulterior motives here, because when they were young, I was in another country when they were young. I just didn't get much time to spend with them. And I'm wanting that grandchild so I can, you know, I didn't get a chance to love up on them the way I wanted to. But if I just get me a grandchild, then, you know, hey, oh, it's love, love, love. You know, whatever they want.
They're too, right?
Exactly. I've been buying, you know, I got, couple months ago, well, it's last year, I guess, I found a little old lever action 22 up here at one of the gun shops, youth model. So I bought it and picked up a couple little, you know, chipmunk 22s, and, you know, just getting ready. You know, nothing wrong with getting ready.
No, sir, always be prepared. Chad, you be safe out there. I'm going to have to jump off. I'm backing into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You have a good day if I don't talk to you again. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Be safe, bro. 73s. KO4 NUE. I'll be clear but monitoring.
QE, KN4 VWA.
KN4 VWA, KO4 NUE. What's up, Steve?
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse.
What you out doing today?
I'm at a gas station and get one of my old customers straightened out for VHEC. And then I got to run down in the grill and pick up my truck. Finally got my truck cleared.
What'd they do to it?
Went into the side of it. It messed up one of the running boards. But the running boards just took all the plastic on the front of that little Acura. And I mean, it peeled it down like a big can opener, and part of the plastic rubbed up against the side of the bed all the way down the bed. Well, it wasn't a bad enough scratch to repaint, so So they replaced the running boards, and they buffed out the scratch, and it looks good.
Good deal. I'm glad you got it straightened out. That's the 2500, right?
Roger, roger.
Well, how many miles are you getting out of on the tires with that year?
3 or 10. I'm getting about 25 or 30,000 out of the rear tires, and the front tires are doing good. I probably get, well, I'm about 40,000 out of the front.
I've owned 3 of these. I trade them off about every 4 or 5 years. And I can't keep tires on it. It just like 25,000 miles is about all I can get. Now, I work the truck. I got a gooseneck I keep behind it. But it just eats, I mean, it eats them like canned biscuits.
Yeah, well, you know, part of it has to do with our driving habits, too, you know.
You know, but it's just, I just would expect more than 25,000 miles out of them. Now, I did have one set, I forget which set I bought, but they made it up to about 33,000, but that's all I can get out of them. I don't, there's nothing else I can do any differently.
About 30,000 is about all you're gonna get out of the rear, and you do know what part of the problem is, don't you?
19. I think it's a 20, Steve. I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's a 20. 19 or 20.
17, they started that four-link rear axle system. And, man, that four-link rear axle system, you get traction to that thing like unreal. And it will haul the loads. I mean, a lot better capacity than Ford or GM. It's just, it's the way they got it set up, it's just fine. But trade-off is you ain't
going to
get no miles out of the rear tires.
Agree with both of those statements. It don't matter what I put behind the truck, it totes the mail. I've got no complaints. But you are right. It just destroys the rear tires.
What's to do with the positive traction system they got back there? And, you know, the other problem is that 6.7 is strong, son. That is one more strong engine. And, you know, you and I, we like to tickle the injectors with our toes.
I don't mind digging off in it every now and then. And it, I mean, there's sometimes when I need it, you know. But I'm not too awful happy with the amount of lag. I know you've probably figured out there's some considerable lag in there. But I mean, if you know it's there, it's not a problem. But if you're not used to it, it gets you in trouble.
That's just true of all diesels that run a turbo. That's fully up to the turbo. That's just always going to be a problem. Now, if you get one and supercharge it, that's a whole different story.
I'm just a big fan of the Cummins. I worked on them for years in the military. And when I got out, I just like them. They don't give a lot of trouble, and they are expensive, I'll tell you that. But I just like the way the truck pulls and handles and whatnot. But, I mean, it's got its ways. Sometimes I don't like the lag too much, and I definitely don't like the rear tires. But other than that, I've got no complaints about the truck, especially under a load. I got a 33-foot gooseneck, and I don't know. It just it totes the mail. To be a 2500, it does everything I want it to.
What? Duramaxing. I've owned Duramax, and this is my first Cummins. And I'll tell you, except for the tire problem, I'm thoroughly happy with the truck, especially now that they've got an Allison transmission behind it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my son has got one, and he's put a, and put a bully dog on it, programmer, so he can, you know, program his injector rails and fuel flow and all that. And I'm going to tell you what, now you want to talk about a peppy truck. Now, my goodness, you take all that EGR stuff off and then he's put the programmer on it. And I mean, it's that thing is awesome. And the fuel mileage is a whole lot better. So, you know, you're right. It's got the power as far as, you know, what I'm used to. But it's just the tires, man. And you figure that's, what, 16? Well, last time I bought a set, it's $1,200 for a set. So you figure now, what, $1,600 for a set of tires?
Okay. You got 20s on yours, don't you?
KL4NUE, yes, 20s.
Well, that right there is what's killing you, son. I left the 18s on mine, and I got a... Well, you've seen my truck. I got a set of custom wheels with 18s, and let me tell you something. The last set of tires I bought was $879. They were Coopers, and they're not just street tires either. They're pretty good. Have you ought to check into some Coopers. What kind are you putting on there? $1,600, Michelin?
Last time I bought a set was a set of Coopers, MTs, and they had a pretty decent lug on them, and that was $1,285, and but that was, like I said, then I gave the truck to my son, and now I've got this new one here, and it's time for tires. So it's been 2 or 3 years since I bought a set, so I'm expecting them to be, you know, $1,500-$1,600.
What's up?
Blandrum.
Brandon at Discount Tire in Greer. I'm telling you, you can get a good set of Coopers down there at a reasonable price. But now, let me just tell you, you do know about Cooper, don't you? They may maintain the name and they may maintain the brand, but Goodyear now owns Cooper.
I didn't know that. I've got a bunch of traffic here, Steve. Give me just a second. I didn't know that. I know Goodyear had some trouble years back, or maybe it was Bridgestone. I can't remember. There's something about tires flying apart or something like that going down the road. But I'm definitely due a set. I'm just about in the wear bars now, so I'm gonna have to do something about it.
Bridgestone had the trouble years ago, and there was nothing wrong with the tires to get their vehicles to run reasonably smooth. Ford told all the Expedition and Explorer customers that had the Firestone tires to lower the air pressure on them, and it got them down to where the tires would overheat and come apart. So that's what that was all about, and it just about ruined Firestone. And the way Ford got away with that was the fact that Ford owned a good chunk of Firestone. So, you know, dang if you do, dang if you don't sometimes. But I tell you, Cooper has been a really, really good product, and I hope Goodyear's going to take it and run and really... really make it one of their banners.
Hey, listen, have you talked with Phil lately?
Saturday evening, he says he's feeling better. And he knows he's got to get over there and get that thing wound up and started up. He needs to get that thing put in his backyard and get that power up before things become a problem for him.
I got fixed a hitch for him the other day, and hadn't had an opportunity to talk to him about it yet. But I just wondered if you talked to him, and nice to know he's feeling better. He sounded awful last time I talked with him, and I figured I'd just leave him alone, let him get some rest. But boy, he sounded rough.
He's back doing all right now. He's coming around. So he made the comment he's got to get over there and get started up on that. You know what? Diesel fuel over here is $3.89, and regular unleaded is $3.49. Thank you, Uncle Joe.
Hi, isn't it? And it hurts. I mean, it hurts. I filled up the other day, and it was... I put $100 in the doggone thing, and it didn't quite fill it up.
You're preaching to the choir, brother, and there ain't no reason for it.
Well, all right, bud, let me get on. I got a bunch of traffic here in front of me in construction. They got bobcats and trailers, and I think they're putting a water line or something. It looks like water going down Highway 11. They got this place tore all two pieces. Exactly how many tricos you need to dig a trench, but they got a whole army of them out here. And they got the road blocked off. So let me get on and focus on what I'm doing before I hurt myself or somebody else. So be safe, brother. KO4NUE. I'll be clear.
I told you about what happened last time I bought a new set of tires on that truck, didn't I? 85, and I kept hearing this whoop, 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 whoop sound in my tire, and I pulled over. You know what I found?
What?
Fucking microbus, boy. I'll talk to you later, son. I'm glad you got to talk to me today. Hey, boy, good of you. Yeah, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, clear.
DJW, KN4VWA, you out there, Dave?
DJW, KN4VWA. 4VWA, mobile.
Okay, W4CTW, how you doing, Steve?
W4CTW, I'm in my old F-150, and I can barely hear your voice. Who have I got? Big man, you out enjoying this weather today?
Get some lunch. It was nice enough. I figured I'd get out of the office and at least see some sunshine today.
Man, it was nice on Saturday afternoon too. I got to go out and fly a little bit. And I'm gonna tell you something. If it's this nice tomorrow afternoon, I'll give you one guess as to where I'm gonna be.
I was inside as much as anybody when it was raining, but we did manage to get out for a little while. We went down, me and my wife, to Furman, walked around the lake, and just tried to enjoy being outside for a little bit.
Well, hey, you know what? Even with the rain, I had a perfect Sunday afternoon. Stepson and his wife brought the six-month-old grandbaby over, and we had dinner, had a good time, and just... It was just a great afternoon.
I just had a quiet afternoon at home. I rearranged the Radio Shack a little bit. I put another monitor up on my desk and kind of cleaned everything up there and just worked around the house a little bit and went to see some friends later in the evening for dinner. Definitely don't have the kids side of things to take care of. Leaves you with a little bit of free time.
Well, take your time having kids because life as you do it is over once they get there.
I don't I don't think I know anybody that regrets it, though, but I just don't have any at this point. You really don't feel that way. It's just the right amount, isn't it?
Whatever, you're one short of a basketball squad. You need to pick up the pace. I just looked like that. Looked at him like they were insane. But, no, I love my kids. But I love grandkids, boy. Yeah, boy. I got one five-year-old granddaughter. And 3 weekends ago, she came over and spent the weekend with her.
I hated that. I bet she had a great time, though.
She did. I bought a new UTV, you know, one of those utility vehicles. And it's the first time she's ever seen it. And have you ever seen that movie, Toy Story?
Know where you're going.
You know the one that Tim Allen does, the space guy. What was that character's name? Doggone it! Buzz Lightyear, buddy. She just recently saw about two or three of those films. She got out of the car, went running over to this UTV of mine, climbed up in the seat like she was going to drive it, and she got all excited too. Oh, my goodness, and beyond. That fell out.
Up at that age, they get something, they latch onto it, and it is their absolute 100% focused favorite thing in the world. It's real funny.
6th in September, and let me tell you something. That youngin is still trying to use my belly as a trampoline.
More and more problematic as the years go by.
Problem now.
Quick, she's not going to get any smaller.
Well, yesterday, Sunday, that's going to be that's a grandson. Man, I'll be 67 in October, and I'm going to tell you something. They're heavy. I wouldn't take nothing for them. Then again, I tell my daughter every now and then, I just don't know whether to hope the stepping out of her or just chicken choke her.
And half a dozen the other, I'm sure either one's effective.
That day it is, but that's just normal. Well, I am probably going to be getting weak here in just a few minutes. I am on a QYT 8900 25-watt radio. Cheap mag mount antenna for temporary purposes in my old pickup truck, because I got to pick up my good truck later this afternoon from the body shop. So I just don't know how far this 25 watt is going to work up through here on 85 towards Gaffney.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known. Sounds pretty much just like you always do. And honestly, the one I got here in the truck is it's a VGC. It's one of the ones that hooks into your phone via Bluetooth that doesn't have a front panel. So I got it because I can tuck it away in the console, and the only thing I've got sticking out here in the cab is the speaker mic. It goes up to 50 watts, but I've never turned it up over 20, and so far all over the upstate I've not had any problem getting in the repeater. I even drove out mostly to Anderson one day, had no problem.
Okay. Well, as you go up towards Gaffney, you know, you get all these peaks and valleys that you go up and down in, and I don't know, I guess I've never tried it up that far. I'm just wondering how well it's going to do that far up.
Give it a go. The only time I really have trouble anywhere is, like you said, if you just drop down into a valley, there's a spot on Reedville Road that just kind of drops down real fast down toward the river, Tiger River, and then comes back up. I won't completely lose the repeater there. I can hear it, but people have a real hard time hearing me till I get out of that valley. Otherwise, I mean, 20 watts has usually done me pretty well. I used to just have a 5-watt HT in my truck hooked up to a mag mount, and I got around pretty good with just it. So 20 watts does pretty good in my book.
I've been able to use it all over the Spartanburg area, and you're right. I know exactly the spot you're talking about. Right down there at the bottom of Reapel Road, and that swag is a, if you look off to the right, if you're going towards Reapel, there's a old road bridge.
Yep. I'm talking about. It's about as far down as you can go before you start going back up.
I was that way the other day, and I managed to get in and out on it. It wasn't great, but it worked. So maybe I'll do pretty good up through here. Do you know where several years ago, just south of Gaffney, just south of the outlet malls there was a river and a way station and a rest area?
That way a ton, but I remember about where you're talking about. I remember the way station. I think it's been closed for a good while, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, it's been gone a while. So that's where I'm fixing to go down in the valley right there. Oh no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm coming up, you know, the big textile plant there on the left? I think it's, well, they're calling it Auriga Fibers. It used to be part of Hirsch Fibers, I think. But I'm fixing to go down in the hole right there where the big railroad trestle is. That's where I am.
About, you've got a little bit of static on you now that you didn't have before, but not much of anything, at least not at this point. You're still loud and clear.
About 15 seconds here, and I'll hit the bottom down here at the river, and at its lowest point. I'd be curious to see how it's getting down there. So, right along here, I'm crossing the bridge, lowest point.
More there. I still had enough to make out what you were saying, though.
Wow. Hey, it's doing a lot better than I thought it would. I'm coming back up to the other side of the wheel now. I should be getting fairly strong. So you say I didn't drop out completely?
100% at this point. You dropped down. You were fighting through the static, but I could still make out every word with no problem. 100% readable.
Has to do with geography, but even at this point, I'm impressed with 25 watts. It's doing just fine.
Yeah, honestly, I think the repeater's it's obviously in a good spot up there on the mountain. It's got a great antenna to it, must, because the number of places I've been able to get into it with, I've got one of those little Baofeng UV5R cheapo radios that only puts out 4 watts, and I've got one of the little, not even the regular rubber duck, but the little stubby one, just a real tiny little compact package. The number of places I've been able to get into the repeater with that has impressed me, so it must just be, honestly, good antenna, good elevation. The repeater's in a really good spot.
And you know what? I've got 3 of those Baofeng UV5Rs, and I use them to kind of crossband around my property. But I think what I'm going to do, one of the features of this little radio is it's got a button on it that you can push, and it goes to FM radio. And if you're listening along on the radio and somebody comes in on the frequency, then it'll drop the radio out, or drop the FM out, and go right to the 2-meter or whatever frequency you've got selected. So I'm going to go ahead and take it out of this little pickup truck. I'm going to put it on my UTV.
Good UTV rig. I know there's one of the TYTs. I can't remember what it is. It's the one that's waterproof. They're really popular for people to do off-roading, and they'll put them in those UTVs because they're really small and they can take some punishment. I use that little HT with the stubby antenna I was talking about. I kind of will take that around with me places and kind of use that as my indicator. I figure when I'm going around and I'm listening to it, if I can pick up the repeater on that, I can pretty much pick it up on any radio I have. So that's kind of my test bed to see what the extents of the repeater are around here.
I
about that. Well, if you ever need a spare antenna, I've got one. I've crashed about three more of those radios. And that's the nice thing about them. They're cheap enough where, I dropped it in the lake. Oh, well.
Of them, I think I paid like $18 or $17 a piece for them just for that very reason. I'll take it when I go hiking or if I'm going, you know, doing something where I'm like, I really don't want to risk dropping or getting rained on or doing anything to my good radios. It's something I can not really worry about, almost disposable. They're all right. Just don't put a good antenna on it or it'll go completely deaf. People find that out the hard way when they buy that for their first radio and they're like, well, I'll just hook it up to my home antenna or put it on a mag mount.
I'll tell you this. I put one on a mag mount and put it up on top of the car and it actually did real good. But the receivers on them are not really, really sensitive. You're not going to pick up really faint signal.
If the front end just gets blown out in a hurry when you put it on a decent antenna, I've actually got one in my personal truck. I've got a brick amp under the seat set up, and it's one of the old Radio Shack ones. It's got the built-in helical filter on it, the 2-meter filter. And I've actually got another smaller 2-meter filter in line with that. And it takes both of those to quiet down the front end. It works fine when you got it all on there. But I'll put my better radio in there sometimes, but I leave that one in there just because, it sits up there on the dash all the time. So if somebody takes it, I'm not going to be too broke up about it.
That's exactly why I buy them. They're nice and cheap. And if somebody steals it or I break it or I sink it in a lake, oh well.
I would miss that. I don't have the radio money, I guess, to be missing $600 radios for sure.
I picked up the other day. I picked up an Anytone 578. And I picked up an 878. The 878 is a handheld, and it's supposed to do 2-meter, 440, and DMR.
The pocket at the meeting the other night said you had just picked up.
That is it. That's it. And like I said, it's learning time. It's kind of steep on it. I've got to figure it all out. But until then, I got to figure it out.
Into the DMR stuff. I with what time I have to put into radio, I stay busy enough with analog and HF, so I'm kind of not jumping on to that particular train yet.
Comment.
Comment.
You guys for a little while. Yeah, hold on a minute.
Copy.
His mic can't understand him. He sounds distorted.
Hey, it sounds distorted.
I'm getting out of range, but I just saw that comment and it is. Where are you?
Fine, right outside of Lyman.
Nah, see, I didn't copy that. The audio's distorted.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm in that hole right there at that vent station. Have you got me?
Got you, loud and clear.
Cool.
A time or two, but he seems to hear my audio distorted. I don't know if it's on his end or what.
Got you full quieting, loud and clear. Nice and clean. You're doing a great job.
I'd call either. I didn't hear the first part of the transmission, so I'm not even sure really who it was. He may come back in a minute, though.
Hey, make sure he knows welcome to pop on back in.
I haven't heard anything, but he may come back, but I'm about back to the office anyway here, so I'll let you go, and I'll try to get back in with you later. I'm sure I'll hear you on the radio, Steve. I appreciate you talking to me here at lunch today. Have a good drive out there. I hope you get your truck back. I'll be clear on your final. This is W4CTW.
W4CTW, Tyler. Thanks for the ride along, bud. I'm getting off the interstate at the outlets, the Tanger outlets up here. And I'm headed over into Gaffney. So, you have a good day, bud. Get back in there, put your nose to the grindstone, be a productive employee. K4, BWA, 73, sound clear.
Yeah, the call here is Kilo Alpha 1, Juliet, Foxtrot, Bravo, Mobile. Yeah, you're the one there that's got the, I think you got the mic too close to your face and roll down or something. I see there anymore because I'm too far out. You fellas, while I had a chance.
A little bit of that, I did not copy your call sign. I know you put it out there. I can't quite make you out. I'm on a QYC 25 watt radio. So, hopefully I'll catch you when I get back in towards Greenville. I'm up in Jackson, so I just can't quite make you out. So, K4, BWA, I'm clear.
Yeah, okay, try backing off the mic or rolling up the window, whatever it is, but yeah, a little distorted. K1 JFB Mobile in Iowa, Georgia.